We have to be radical. We have to be revolutionary. We have to be counterculture. We always were supposed to, but now it's time. It's kind of like a replay of the Book of Acts. You know, the Book of Acts, they did not have a Christian culture. They had an anti-Christian pagan culture. So this is not a bad thing for us. In other words, God is wanting to call forth for the Book of Acts. Josiah went out with all his heart, mind, and soul. That's the only way to do it. We have to unplug from our dependency on the culture. We have to wean ourselves, and we have to get more. We have to get all the more plugged into God. Josiah had to be plugged in to God. He could not stand and do what he did if he was just reacting to his culture. He had to have a very strong prayer life, a very strong a time in God's spirit. He had to be very grounded in the Word. He had to be plugged in. In order to plug out, you got to be plugged in to God to plug out. And so, and then he was an active agent on his culture. He was not passive. You know, we are not, you know, we are to be not of the world, but we have to be a light unto the world. We are called to be active. There is no age, there is no culture where we are not to be an active agent upon that culture. We cannot live on the defensive. We have to live on the offense. And we have to also be like, you know, Josiah had to come to the point where it wasn't self-interest. He was just doing what God said. We have to come to the point where it's not our lives, it's not survival, it is following God no matter what. That's the only way we can serve him with all our heart. And also, the other thing is that in the book, there's at the end of the manifesto, there's a chapter called The Last Mystery. Now, that's something that actually happened on the island of Cuba. The book actually opens up on the island of Cuba when I gave a sign to Fidel Castro that then later came true. It was the end of his reign. But it comes back to a night in Cuba where God really did a revelation of the end times. And it's the power of the Spirit. It's the power. You know, God's not finished. And just like, you know, Josiah did not give up. He did not surrender. He did not say, oh, you can't do anything. This is our hour. This can be our greatest hour. So there's so much, I mean, in this thing. But I'm just giving an overview that is what, you know, this is the hour. God is never finished, and we can't be finished either. But we have to be total for God, and we have to be on the offense, not the defense.
Yeah, we definitely need to be ready to take ground. I mean, you know, the Bible says that the kingdom suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And we need to be the ones that are taking it, not necessarily physical force, but we need to be the ones that are standing up and doing what is right. I mean, it is a violent thing that Josiah did to break these altars. It takes force. It takes work. You can't just say, oh, I want that altar to go away. You've got to do something about it.
Yes, that's a great point. There's a whole chapter in the manifesto about how to break altars, because that's Josiah. How to break the altars in our culture, and then also how to break the altars in our lives. Because you have to be like Gideon was called to also break it to do great things, but he had to break the altar in his backyard. You know, so it's about how to do this culturally, civilizationally, how to break altars, because that's it. It's exactly it. But also in our lives too, so that we can be fully used of God for this hour.
Rabbi, I just want to know. I'm sure everybody that has read your books and has seen interviews and just has been amazed at the revelation that God has given you. What is it like for you when God is downloading this stuff? Are you just floored? How do you receive this?
Yeah, probably the same way that most people do. I am the first one to be blown away by God. I am blown away. On one hand, you know, you think like, on one hand, it's a mix, because I expect God to reveal. I expect to see it. But I'm always blown away by then what happens, you know. So you know, it's like, okay, wow, again, Lord, wow. So I'm the first one to say wow, you know, when these things happen, and I'm blown away, and I love it. And when I'm beginning something, I'm always expecting that there is something a great treasure, a mystery from God that God will reveal, and I believe we have to do that. And he always does, you know, and it's almost there's no end to it. You know, there's no end to God, you know, so, and there's no end to being blown away. We have to be like that, you know. So, yeah, I'm the first one to be blown away. And I always want to be blown away.
Amen. Amen. Well, Rabbi, as we're wrapping up here, would you just pray for the people that have stuck with us this long and have watched? Would you just pray for them that they would be able to take this charge that you've laid out in the Josiah Manifesto and be able to do it with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength?
Oh, yeah. Father, we just praise you. We ask your blessing on everybody watching this, Lord. Father, at the time they watch it, Lord, touch their lives. Father, make them strong, whatever is needed in their life. Lord, do it. Lord, give them power. Give them your anointing, your spirit, Father, to be everything and become everything they're called to become and do all they're called to do, Lord. Father, we ask this for all of us, that we would become the people you want us to be, Lord. As Josiah became exactly who you wanted him to be, and one person changed the course of history, I ask that for each of us and all of us who are watching, Lord. Make us, Father, everything you have put us in our mother's womb to become for such a time as this. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus, our Messiah, our Savior. Amen.